Let's go to the news line this morning for our annual chat with the Colorado Springs Airport. Dana Shield joins us this morning. Dana, good morning.
Good morning, Renee and Mike. How are you guys?
We're fantastic. How are you?
Oh, we're trying to stay warm.
Yeah,
we understand.
And I'm assuming all flights, let's just do the quick check on that, all flights at COS, Fly COS, are a go this morning.
Yeah, we have not seen any operational impact. We already have a few that have already departed, and everything else is showing on time.
That's fantastic. So I do want to hop in, and Dana, talk about December, OMG, right?
Yeah. We had such a great December. We had a 16 increase in our total passengers for the month of December, which from last year and from 2018 was just a huge increase, and we're really happy with how we ended the year. We saw a huge increase in enplanements as well. So our December was really strong. And I think a lot of that also has to do with our new American Airlines flight to Phoenix. We've seen that flight in December and January really perform well. So we're excited with how we ended 2019. And, you know, we're hoping 2020 is just as strong.
Well, and speaking of that flight to American Airlines to Phoenix, spring break, it's hard to believe since we're sitting at 8 degrees right now or whatever, but right. I mean, spring break travel is what, maybe a month away?
Yeah, we're looking, you know, we're about a month out for some schools and a month and a half for others. And this is the time I think people are really itching to get to warmer weather.
Yeah.
Especially on days like today. So, you know, we do offer that new flight to Phoenix, which is great. It's a great connecting flight as well. And, of course, we have our other direct flights to warmer destinations like Orlando, Houston, even Los Angeles. So you can try to get some sunshine in during the yeah. cold weather here.
And what's really quick, what's some top tips for folks getting ready for their spring, making their spring break travel plans?
I think just staying on top of the flights, there definitely are some deals that go on during spring break. So just looking at those travel booking sites and what those have to offer. And, you know, something I will say that doesn't really have too much to do with booking is keeping an eye on the weather in both locations. I can't tell you how many people I see walking in and out of the airport in flip-flops and shorts.
Yeah.
So try to plan at least one winter outfit to come back in so you're not too cold on the way back.
It's so funny you say that because I just had a friend that came back from Mexico and she was like sunburned flip-flops and now it's snow and now and walking into a blizzard. So
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just my observation. I've seen a lot of very cold people at the airport lately.
Yeah. Maybe always just keep it in the back of your car or something like that. Yeah.
Absolutely. And just with spring break, the spring is so unpredictable, especially with our weather. And
right.
So just keeping an eye on our weather. And, you know, there is a chance you could be on the beach and coming home to snow, like you said. So just keeping an eye on your flight and making sure you're on top of all of that.
And Dana, I wanted to jump in. Construction inside the airport is mm-hmm. really going on because I needed to rent a rental car. And I mm-hmm. went to the airport and I went to the lower level, which is where you normally get rental cars, and everything is taped up and under construction. I had to go upstairs. Give us an update where you are with that.
Yeah, so I don't know if you saw, but one half of that construction, that phase one, is done. So that west side is pretty much completed. We're still waiting on those counters, but it's so much brighter in there. We installed that LED lighting and new flooring, and it's painted. The ceilings have been raised, so it's so much brighter in there. It feels so much more open. So we've almost completed phase one. Phase two has started, so that east side of the terminal is closed off. We still do have the restrooms are only on that second level, and our rental cars are still on that second level for now, but eventually, probably towards the end of the spring, everything will be moving back down and we'll be pretty close to completed.
That's fantastic. And speaking of construction, let's talk about the business park. You cannot drive by the airport and the business park and not see. I mean, wow, right?
There's so much going on at the airport lately in the development side that it's so exciting to be able to talk about at the business park, especially. There's so much on the horizon. I'm sure you've heard the conversations about all of the plans of hotels and restaurants and office buildings and development in that area. But we also had a huge announcement about a month ago with the Forest Service, which is huge. So we're building a new air tanker base at the Colorado Springs Airport to help firefighting efforts in our region and surrounding states, which is a huge, huge piece of, you know, firefighting for our region. And I think it's definitely a sticking point for a lot of people that have been affected by that. And so this is a huge victory for the Colorado Springs Airport and the city of Colorado Springs and, you know, the surrounding regions.
And of course, this will expand really quick before we have to let you go, but you'll have to expand like runways and stuff, right, at the airport to accommodate this?
We won't have to expand the runways. Okay. We are building just a new base. And a new, it'll be a de-icing pad as well.
Wow.
So luckily our air tanker base and the de-icing flip-flop season. So we'll be able to use that pad for de-icing in the winter and then for the Forest Service during wildfire season.
Fantastic.
All right, Dana, we appreciate it. Yeah, it's good times at the Colorado Springs Airport. We always enjoy speaking with you. We'll get you on again soon.
All right. Well, you guys have a great morning. Stay warm.
You too. Thank you so much, Dana.
743 KRDO's Morning News.